Robert Boone Company.
Hey, this is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Bob in by chance?
This is Bob.
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Okay.
I don't know if you recall, I was in contact with you guys about a quarter and a half ago. We do equipment financing and working capital. Just want to circle back before year's end, see if you had any plans, projects coming up that might require financing where we can help out.
Nah, not really. Just sort of winding down for the year. But no, we won't be financing anything for the rest of this year.
Okay. Did you guys like bring something on this year? Is that why?
Nope. We're good. We were good all year.
Oh, right. Why do you guys normally wind down towards year's end? Do not a lot of orders come in for the business?
Right.
Is that like typical for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you normally have like a busy season when things start to pick up and maybe you do consider bringing on equipment? Could probably follow up around then?
I can't say that we have a season or anything. It comes and goes. It's just the nature of the business.
Right, more like cyclical and everything.
Yep.
Definitely. Have you,
it happens when it happens.
Yeah, true. So do you, when the time comes, you evaluate business financing more of an as-needed basis, I would imagine?
Yes.
Okay. Well, yeah. Just to kind of remind you,
I can keep you in mind,
We had you pre-approved. You had done some work with Univest last year. Does that kind of ring a bell?
Yep.
Yeah, so we have you pre-approved for our equipment as well as our working capital program. So if the time ever came where you are looking to bring on equipment, maybe before or by next year, or if you need some additional capital, I'm sure it can be a great resource to you. Been doing this for a while, so we have a lot of resources at our disposal as well.
Okay, cool.
Out of curiosity here, Bob, have you considered bringing on equipment before year's end to maybe take advantage of some of the tax write-offs that come with it? Or would that just be... too far out of the question.
We don't need anything right now.
How many machines do you have on the floor right now?
Oh, I don't know, probably 30 or 40.
Oh, man.
I don't know
what one board's going to do, right?
Yeah, right, exactly.
do you typically bring on, I guess now I would imagine, more capital? I mean, it seems like you definitely have the equipment for the business and another piece, I don't know if it's going to be as beneficial. So do you normally bring on now more cash?
We don't buy, we don't bring something on until something wears out and it needs to be replaced. It's not too much, we don't bring one in just because we need another machine.
Oh, no, yeah. I can definitely understand that. I can imagine, there's a specific job that you need the machine for, as well as these machines can last a while, too, so they have multiple functions and purposes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, because a lot of my clients that are in the machine shop as well as manufacturing industry, they tend to bring on equipment before year's end just to do tax write-offs for Section 179. I don't know if you're familiar with it and everything.
Yeah, I don't play those games.
Well, it helps a business, reduces taxable income, but I'm no accountant or anything. It's just food for thought. But okay, Bob, here's what I'll do. I think I have your email from last time, just bobboone@nni.com, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll just reshoot over my contact information, and when you get on the computer and see my email, just tuck me away in a file, keep me in mind in case you ever do need equipment financing or need some extra cash for the business.
Sure, will do.
All right, Bob, it was great catching up. You take care. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks, you also.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye.